Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
She was shot, dragged by a dog, hung upside down, and then left in the household refrigerator for 2 days. But a duck, now named Perky, seems to have come back to life. A hunter's wife in Florida got an unusual greeting when she opened up her refrigerator door. A duck that her husband had shot 2 days earlier lifted up her head. She called her daughter, who took the duck to the vet. Perky the duck had suffered a broken leg and a broken wing, but was given to the Goose Creek Wildlife Sanctuary, where she'll live out her life in a sort of duck paradise. Now that's one lucky duck. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Did you know Animal Radio is underwritten by Stella and Chewy? You know, pets thrive when they're fed the same food they'd get in the wild, and meal mixers are an easy, convenient way to add raw, nutrient-rich meat, wholesome fruits, vegetables, probiotics, and antioxidants to your dog's diet. Learn more at StellaandChewy's.com. Thanks, Stella and Chewy's, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio. Which one are we going to?
Line two, we have Robert.
Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks a lot.
I understand you want to talk to Dr. Debbie.
I do. I was listening to the radio, I think, last week. One weekend, I just ran across the station. They were talking about pets, and I have a little small Shih Tzu Pomeranian, and she was having a food problem. So
what's going on with your baby there?
She was scratching her hind legs to where no more hair in the back. And I bought some topical stuff. You know, they said for hot spots, and it doesn't seem to work. I was having to use it too much, and then I started thinking that it was going to be toxic for her to scratch and have that in her mouth. So I'm going to be moving where I live now. There's carpet, and I had a cat, but she passed away. She was indoor, kind of outdoor, and Cheetah, the dog, is primarily indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the fleas in the carpet. I do take her to the groomer once a month at least, and they give her the flea bath, and I do get the advantage. And at this point, I don't even know if the advantage is working.
Okay.
So I just want to know, because I just hate to see her suffer.
Yeah, definitely. And if she's got areas where she's actually getting bald and we're starting to see skin showing through, then for me, that says that the itch is significant enough. We need to kind of maybe up the ante here a little bit as far as trying some more things. And I definitely would look, number one, at flea control and make sure all of our efforts are as thorough as we can. So
right.
A flea bath is great. That will help to kill those critters that are on your pet at the time, but definitely to follow up with that topical product at home. Now, the other reality is if you have a cat going inside and outside, you know, we can have a lot of opportunity for reinfestation. So your efforts could really be second-guessed by that kitty's activity. So let's make sure that cat is treated as well with an appropriate cat product.
So I have a flea collar on her all the time. And like I said, I put the advantage, but to me, putting the advantage by her neck is like, how does it take care of the whole dog?
Well, it gets distributed into the glands in the skin, and then that way it's distributed to the pet kind of systemically. However, the thing I think is that, you know, I don't know that our efforts are necessarily wrong in what you're doing, but I just want to make sure that we're still encompassing environmental control as well. So if you do have a critter that's going inside and outside, even if you're treating your doggy as thoroughly as you can, we got to make sure that the environment is treated. So that may mean that we need to do some treatments inside the home and to that kitty as well. So I think that might be really where I'd say our efforts we would need to go. And, you know, definitely if we've been on a product and we're not seeing response after several months, then, you know, I might look at another one. But for me, I think there's a lot of opportunity here with your household and the behavior of the animals that we could really work more on the environment. So even though you've got
I bought the carpet flea treatment. So once I moved in here, I wanted to change my attitude about when it comes to Cheetah. So I do treat the carpets in the two rooms that have carpet.
Good. So I'm happy with that then. And maybe that is what is making the difference here in improving your pet's comfort there. Now, if for, you know, let's play devil's advocate here. And if the itching continues and we see continued hair loss, even though you've got this move and these changes, then I might start looking for things along the allergy line. And so we might look at getting into some antihistamines to help control itch, maybe a fatty acid supplement that can help kind of restore the natural luster to the hair. And then as far as the topical, I'm not sure what products you're using, what ingredients are in there, but sometimes we can find things that have topical steroids that have nice anti-itch relief. But other times, really, we don't want to hit these pets with a lot of irritating substances and a lot of different drugs on their skin surface. We may want to use something very soothing that may be more colloidal oatmeal-based. So that might be even another direction. If the itch isn't quite bad and we think we got the fleas under control, that you look for something that's got kind of more that natural oatmeal base, and that might give her some good relief there.
Well, how would I know if she's allergic to the food?
Oh, you know,
someone told me that she might be allergic to her food, and right now I'm giving her, I believe it's Proactive, something with lamb. I don't know. I was giving her Benefit before we stopped. No, this is Iams. I'm giving her Iams now.
For allergies, there are definitely inhalant allergies, you know, things that are in the environment the pet is, you know, exposed to, and then there's the food allergies. Food allergies are very difficult to prove. The way that we figure that out is we actually put the pet on a hypoallergenic diet trial. So that's not necessarily saying I'm going to pick a different brand of food, because that's the wrong approach. It's not necessarily food brand that is bad. It's food components or the ingredients. So with that, you know, we can talk about trying a hypoallergenic diet. There's oodles out there, and we could probably have a conversation about 45 minutes about how we approach food allergy. But the big thing is I talked to your veterinarian about that possibility. And if that is something we need to get into, for me, if I have an itchy pet, we've got good flea control. And especially if this is a young doggy, maybe 6 months to a year and a half, I really look at food allergy seriously. And if someone tells me they've tried a hypoallergenic diet and it didn't work, I say, we'll try another. Because no pet follows the rules on which food is going to work for one pet versus your neighbor's pet. So you do sometimes have to bop around a couple different foods. So so hopefully, you know, that might be even something to look into for your youngin', because you said she's about 2 years thereabout. So give that a whirl. And you know, I think you've got a lot of good direction there with the flea control and getting this baby set in the right environment. So good luck with her. And hopefully that skin stays under control. And give a little cheetah a pat on the head for me. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio. We're here waiting for your call at 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.